Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamieson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Sothoran. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Alan Sothoran. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson takes first base on ball four. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamieson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jamieson moves to third. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Neill for a passed ball. Collins moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field. Hooper picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hooper. Gardner moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. Alan Sothoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sothoran hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans catches it and throws to first to double up Strunk. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. McInnes moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sotheron, and towards Wamsgans, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strunk throws the ball into Collins, who tags Wood trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill strikes out. Two outs. Alan Sotheron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sotheron is 0-for-1 in the game. Sotheron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Robertson. Wamsgans moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McInnes bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The slide. Shock applies the tag. Speaker is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Gisto now playing first base. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Strunk hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Wood goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Alan Sothoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sothoran is 0 for 2 in the game. Sothoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan pinch hits for Charlie Robertson. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sotheron, and towards Gardner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ernie Cox now pitching. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Falk chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Falk. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Speaker scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Shock and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6. And the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper is hit by the pitch. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Strunk reaches second base with a double. Hooper moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Acosta now pitching. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Neill is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Sothoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sothoran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sothoran hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Sothoran reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sothoran moves to third. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk strikes out. One out. Johnny Ma still pinch hits for Jose Acosta. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lum Davenport now pitching. Yamyarian now catching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-1 in the game. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive towards left. Falk catches it and throws to first to double up Gisto. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-3 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Collins moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Strunk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Strunk reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Falk reaches second base with a double. Strunk scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.